Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau, sponsored by Townstone Financial, by the way. Steve, I was trying to think this morning for how many years I've been talking with you on the radio. I'll bet it's 30 years.
It has been over 30 years. I've been doing it for 34 years at the BBB, so I'm still young at heart, though.
Yeah, we both are. We both are. Right. This time of year, we start to, think about planning for the new year, think about what we could have done better in the year gone by. Just with, the way the world is right now with the pandemic and so much more being done online, are there certain things with regard to that we saw in new problems popping up as a result of the increased traffic with online purchases?
Since the pandemic, I've never seen so many complaints and scams in my career at the BBB. So like you say, everybody's online right now, and we're seeing a tremendous increase in those types of scams, especially online. So the Better Business Bureau is coming out with five things that every consumer should think about in order not to get scammed for this upcoming year, because it's really getting out of hand. And first and foremost, I think, is the very cautious with the emails. I think everybody gets these unsolicited emails from a person or company and saying they can help you, or that they're the government, we need your information. You just never click on those links or open those attachments in an unsolicited email. If you believe it's coming from an organization or the government, call them or go to their site directly and ask them, because so many times consumers are clicking on those links, and obviously then put spam and malware on your computer that can do really great damage to your computer, Dean.
I can't tell you the number of times that I got emails that looked so authentic. They looked like they were from the Internal Revenue. They looked like they were from Social Security. They looked like, from really official-looking emails. But when you stop to think about it for a minute, the IRS will never email you. The Social Security Administration will never email you. Credit card companies will never email you with, requesting your information back. And the best information is what Steve just told you. Don't click on any links. Pick up your telephone, call them and say, I got this email. Is it legit? And 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell you that was not us.
Exactly. It happens all the time. And then they ask for information that they already have. Remember, the Secretary of State issued a warning in the summer this year because people are, updating your driver's license. So they kind of give you kind of any kind of ruse trick to get information from you. And they're good at it. Like you say, Dean, you can't tell the difference like you could in the past.
Right, right. What's your number two tip?
Resolve to never send money to strangers. And, that may seem logical in so many ways, but unfortunately it happens too many times that consumers, getting an offer, you need to send money first to get more information on the offer. And that's what we call the tip-off to the rip-off, is the advance fee, Dean. Sending money to strangers is untraceable once it's sent, especially if you use Cash Apps. Those types of services, because once you send it, there's no protection like you do have on a credit card. And sometimes they kind of make you panic, make you quickly think about something's wrong, that you got to quickly send them money. So they got the grandparents, scam where they call you up and say, this is your grandson, I've been in an accident, I need money to get out of jail, or I'm in the hospital or in court. So if somebody wants you to do something in 30 minutes or less, that's usually the tip off to the ripoff, and the only thing you should do 30 minutes, Dean, is buy a pizza.
Always good advice. Whenever in doubt, buy a pizza. When you say a cash app, are you talking about things like Zelle and Venmo and things like that that more and more people are using now to exchange money with business associates and friends?
Exactly, especially the younger generation using those cash apps, those Zelles, and those other types of bank services. They don't have the protection as your credit card has. So the Better Business Bureau suggests that you strongly suggest rather use your credit card, even over a debit card, because it's the bank's money that you're disputing. If it's your debit card, it's your money you're disputing, and that money's not in your account then, you know, for several months until they figure this out. And sometimes you don't get your money back.
Yeah.
So you got to be very careful.
See, you're making me scared a little bit now, because I do use Zelle, you know, for a variety of things, because it goes through my bank, and I do feel like I have a record. You know, it's there are some checks and balances, and you have to approve who you're going to send to, and you have to be approved in order to receive money. But it does go through a bank, and there should be a record. But you say still be super careful with that.
Super careful of people you don't know, Dean, and that's the key, is that if you know the person you're sending to, a friend of yours, that's fine. It's when you have to send it for an offer or to get more information about this offer, or that you won the lottery, or to buy a pet online.
Right.
Never send it to a stranger.
Are you mean these emails that I get all the time telling me that a king in some African country is just waiting for me to send him a fortune so he can send me a fortune back? Something like
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Online payments and purchases is another potential trouble spot, especially now after the holidays. I mean, you know, a lot of people are going to be paying off a lot of things right now.
Exactly. Do the research before making an online payment or purchase. And I think that's the biggest problem, Dean, is that consumers in our fast-paced society don't have the time necessary or want to check out these companies ahead of time. And unfortunately, by doing simple, you know, looks at the company or a simple review of the company, you could find out so much information. Consumers spend so much time after they've been scammed, and they realize, well, you know what, I should have done this before. So really, it's looking for a customer service number, looking at where their address is. Even if an email address, we had a complaint yesterday on a ticket purchasing company, a third-party company. They don't even have an email address that you can contact them on the website. No phone number. And then check with the Better Business Bureau. I think consumers, you know, do come to us to complain, but I'd rather them come to us to find information about a company, because we have reports on over 4 million businesses in North America.
Yeah, I know another one of your tips is never share personal information. My elderly people especially are so trusting, you know, that if somebody sounds like they're an authoritative figure, an older person will go, well, he sounded very official. I mean, younger people do it too, but I was constantly on my mother. It's like, why are you giving information to these personal information? Well, he sounded like he was official.
It happens all the time, Dean, as well, to the young generation as well. But one thing that consumers need to remember is that caller ID can be manipulated still. So what I mean by that is a simple $20 program online can make the caller ID say Secretary of State. And I even had a relative who gave out her Social Security number because it said Secretary of State, and they were verifying it was her, so she gave it freely to them. And if anybody calling you out of the blue and ask for your personal information, never give it to them. You should have an established relationship with that person, and it has to be a verifiable reason for it. So somebody calling out of the blue, Citibank or any of those, Chase, you know, those are all imposters when they call you and saying they're calling from a major bank and they want your information. So never give that information out to them.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they can just be relentless and belligerent. I've had, you know, these scammers call my house. I don't even know. Is there a way for me to get off the scam phone list? I must get two or three scam phone calls a day at my house.
There's a do not call list run by the FTC, but again, we have so many complaints at the Better Business Bureau. These scammers don't care.
Yeah.
They leave you on there, so you can put yourself on that list. But again, sometimes, Dean, rather, it's easier to let it go to voicemail.
Yeah, that's what I do now.
And then, that's what I do. And then answer it that way.
That's what I do now. You list here, be social media smart. What does that mean, Steve?
That means using your privacy settings on a social media. I think most consumers just sign up for a service and they don't pay attention. There's so many privacy settings that won't provide sensitive information out to other people, like your birthdays or your friends list or whatever it may be. And one thing we want consumers to remember at the Better Business Bureau is you never fill out those fun quizzes to, you know, win a prize, because those questions they're asking you are information that sometimes you use as passwords. or information about your previous address. What street did you live on, you know, Dean? And then that's sometimes people, you know, that's how they steal your identity. They build a profile on you. So it's just really, and then, you know, don't tell people you're going on vacation, you know, because right. your house is empty then.
Oh, people posting pictures when they're on vacation, you know, sitting by the pool or right. whatever. You have just posted a come rob my house picture is what I call them.
Exactly. And there's so many misleading Facebook and Instagram ads as well. And again, those are not Facebook and Instagram. Those are third-party advertising. Yeah. So we've got a lot of complaints at the Better Business Bureau regarding social media advertisements as well. Just be careful on social media. It's safe, but you got to make certain that you protect yourself yeah. online and don't fall for those scams.
What's another way to get more information on all of this, Steve?
BBB.org is our main website. Rather, you know, before you buy or hire, BBB it.
Very good. Steve Burness is President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Happy New Year to you, my friend. I hope you have a great New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Dean, and your loyal listeners as well.